let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Is the American dream really dead? What really makes the difference between a have and a have-not? In Progressivism, A Road to Serfdom by authors Zester and Marilyn Hatfield, they examine these questions and others in light of the historic realities of who we are, where we have come from, and where we are going in relation to wages, job security, full employment, personal wealth accumulation, and personal freedoms. The Hatfields discuss the causes and history behind the current failing economy and present a step-by-step understanding of how to rebuild our God-given capitalist foundation with even greater success. Zester Hatfield is a practicing financial consultant, holds licenses in real estate, insurance, and securities, and Marilyn Hatfield is a practicing tax and financial advisor, author, and business manager. She holds licenses in accounting, tax preparation, securities, and insurance. They have 6 children, 24 grandchildren, and Marilyn Hatfield joining us on This Week in America. Marilyn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
This is such an important program, and time is going to go by quickly, which is why we'll recommend getting a copy of the book, and you can go through it all by yourself. And there's so many interesting concepts that you talk about here, interesting realities. Let's start with the basis, socialism. I know you talk about breaking it down into 3 basic truths that we all need to know. Give us those 3, if you would, please.
Okay. Big government is about politicians' power and wealth. 2, there is no success for any of us without the promotion of solid values. 3, the dignity of the individual demands these solid values.
Boy, and there's so much with those 3. The 3 are from the book Progressivism, A Road to Serfdom. And the book is written by Zester and Marilyn Hatfield. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that as we go through the program. I want to break it down now to big government and talk about big government. History really teaches us, doesn't it, that the bigger the government, the more the individual ends up getting ignored in the process.
You got that right. They call that progressivism.
Yeah,
in other words, the government takes over all of the what to do and what not to do, and just puts a noose around our own individual liberties and responsibilities.
Talk about how this happens. It's not we woke up one day and we had big government there that was making more demands on us. This really sort of what seeps into our society over time, doesn't it?
It does, because, you know, we're born, I will say slightly, maybe heavily selfish. And the more power a person gets, like what happens with politicians, the more they want. So they know that to get the votes, they've got to provide benefits. And wherever the largest portion of the population is, they're going to do things for them that they don't do for the productive part of the population. So they end up getting more votes, more power, more income, and that's why we call it big government.
The book is Progressivism, A Road to Serfdom. We've got the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, at Amazon, the usual places. Also have on the video version, it's up on the screen, I will give this to you as we go through the program, Marilyn's email, if you want to email her with information, questions, it's marilyn9742@gmail.com. In the book, you talk about the histories of many empires that stood powerful for many years until, well, they didn't. The government, what became top-heavy, is it almost inevitable that eventually this happens?
Well, historians are counting the years. I think the U.S. has about 245 years of liberty.
Yes.
Venezuela had, I really don't know how many years, but they were the most prosperous country in South America. I mean, it was the envy of every person in that area to become part of Venezuela. But just as we were talking about, the government became top heavy and there became shortages because the businesses could not thrive. Let's answer one question. Who pays for the government?
Well,
isn't
that's
it the businesses and the individuals
yes,
that
yes.
pay their taxes?
Yep, and
they don't have any power without that tax, the tax money coming in.
So, in essence, we give them the power. And when you mention Venezuela, this is fascinating because from modern memory, we would go, but that's always been a disaster. And you're right; there were so many years when that was held up as the you know, the shining beacon in South America, wasn't it? And that's not the case anymore.
Boy, it sure isn't. It's so sad to read stories about what's happening there.
And we learn a lot from history, don't we? I mean, it's said, the old saying, if we don't know history, it will repeat itself. But it will. I mean, you've studied this. You talk about it greatly in the book, Progressivism. This really is what happens, and this is the road to that happening, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we have lived in foreign countries, and we've seen what happens with the poor, what happens with the motivation of people. And we really, really don't want to go back to that. God help us.
You know, maybe that's something all of us, it should be required for citizenship. We spend 6 months somewhere else just to sort of appreciate more what happens here. I assume you have a unique perspective because you've done that. You appreciate, I don't put words in your mouth, but I'm assuming you appreciate more because you've seen what the alternative can be.
It's quite a wake-up call. It really is, just to live with the people. And yes, you see human beings, they're selfish, they have good points and bad points, but they struggle. And death is just around the corner. I mean, I witnessed a four-year-old boy that got measles and died from it.
Amazing.
Because there wasn't adequate ways to, you know, the medicines, the support,
yes.
the understanding of how diseases run. It's sad.
And it's a memory like that that will stay with you forever. Marilyn Hatfield, our guest in the program, along with her husband, Zester Hatfield, have written the book Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom, going through some of the basic truths that we started on socialism at the beginning of the interview. Number two was solid values. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. What exactly does that mean? What are solid values and why is that so important?
Most of us have a sense of what that is, even though, like I say, we were born very selfish, and hopefully our parents and those around us will teach us, starting with a work ethic, honesty, integrity, searching for truth, helping our neighbors, caring for each other. And we could go on and on. I mean, look at the Ten Commandments. It's all to help the culture be solid and working toward each other's good.
The book is Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Co-author is Marilyn Hatfield, our guest. Her email is marilyn9742@gmail.com. In talking about solid values, we look for leadership, political leadership, leadership in the media, leadership in churches, leadership in business. Overall, are they helping us? Are they holding us back? How do you see leadership today in terms of solid values, possessing solid values?
Well, we've got a mixed bag.
Yes.
When it comes to solid leadership, we have some that are really, really bad. And, of course, the media is very ready to jump on the problems that leaders have. They're definitely biased, but we often miss some of the solid values that leaders have because of the media. But let's face it, we see leaders with dishonesty, with cheating on their wives. There's a whole list, and a lot of it does not come to light or even get to the system of being being shown. But there are leaders that are out there, and I thank the Lord for those, because they're the ones that show us what good values are and what we ought to look to.
Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom, Rise America, Rebuild Your God-Given Capitalistic Foundation is co-written by Marilyn Hatfield along with her husband, Zester. The book available at Amazon, all the usual places. Number three in the three basic truths that you talk about in the book and we're discussing on the program today is dignity of the individual. We hear a lot of talk out there about helping the poor and the needy. What are your thoughts on that? Are we backing up that talk with action that's constructive?
Well, we're throwing a lot of dollars at it.
Yes.
But let's take the viewpoint of a parent. If you just throw the dollars at your kids, feed them and clothe them, and don't give them these solid values, number one, they're not going to be productive in society. Number two, they're going to feel that they're entitled to everything. But here again, history has shown that when the individual feels self-sufficient and has that dignity to help those around them, I mean, starting with their own children, then the whole cultural aspect just it goes great. But when we just throw money at poverty, at lack of education, lack of desire to move ahead, we see all kinds of bad habits coming out. I mean, just like single mothers, they can get more from welfare than if they're married. Well, what's that going to teach the culture?
Yes.
You know, stay single. You can keep having babies, but you stay single. And that's not what a government should do. Government should find ways to train. And there have been administrations that promote training. But really, if we take it down to the community, to the church culture, I mean, every time there's a hurricane or flooding, other tornadoes, what are the groups that really make a difference? They're the church groups that go in and truly help people get back on their feet. You know,
yes.
Most of these are donated, their individual time. They are giving their time and their expertise to help people get back on their feet. So whether it's the government or individual groups, I mean, the community is much better doing it themselves than the government has just way too many headaches, too much bureaucracy and record keeping. They're not efficient, and efficiency is what makes us a thriving culture.
The book is Progressivism, A Road to Serfdom. The co-author is Marilyn Hatfield, written along with her husband, Zester. They talk about the causes, the history behind the current failing economy, and I think it's safe to put it in that category. Not only that, they present a step-by-step understanding of how to rebuild our capitalistic foundation with greater success. So focusing on some of the problems, the issues we need to know, which Marilyn's talking about, and they have step-by-step guides as to how to work out of these problems in the book Progressivism. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. Marilyn's email. We'll have that on the screen for the video. I'll give it to you several more times here during the interview. Marilyn9742@gmail.com. Want to talk about the role of immigrants, and you talk about that. They come to this country most for a purpose of having a new start, education, economy here for their families. Talk about the role of immigrants and what they bring to us.
I will use in his example a woman that I call my daughter because she has been so in a family where there was a lot of drinking. This young lady, at the age of 15, decided to leave her home. And the first place she landed was in a children's home. Now, it wasn't so that they could take care of her, but so that she could help take care of the children. And she was an awesome support in helping with the children. And subsequently, she applied for residency and citizenship in the U.S. She put herself through school. She became a teacher. And now at the age of 65, she's very comfortable. And all of her children are comfortable because she's just an example of the immigrants that come here and they look to education, to a freedom that we have in our country to progress and become self-sufficient. And this is what every individual wants. I mean, even people on welfare, they say that they want to be self-sufficient, but they need guidance. They need motivation. They need the love of the community. And that, you know, that includes churches, community groups,
yes,
whatever is available.
In the book,
we all need to be a part of that.
Well, yes, and you talk again step by step how we go about doing that. One of the reasons that your book, Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom, is doing so well, receiving such excellent reviews. Just a few minutes left in the program. I mentioned the background of you and your husband, Zester, a financial consultant, real estate, insurance, securities. You do tax, financial advisor, business manager. You really see this firsthand, don't you? And I would assume that some of the motivation for your thoughts and in probably even writing this book is you live this on a day-to-day basis, don't you?
Yes, Rick. In the clients that I have with taxes and financial planning, I see all kinds of habits. And I think it's amazing with our current problem with COVID that they have been able to get out on top, because you know they pay employees. Some people think businesses are bad, but just look at all the employees that get paid because somebody in management had the know-how to keep a business going and provide a product or service that is of value to the marketplace. And at the end of the day, everybody wins. Yes, there's a lot of greed that goes on in business, but there's a greed that goes on in government too, in the media, in every aspect of our life. But we need to look at these solid values to promote in our community, in the realm of our associates, in order to keep ourselves free and our culture thriving for the good of our children and our grandchildren.
Well said. The book is Progressivism, and I'm going to spell this now. That's P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-I-S-M. Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom, Arise America, Rebuild Your God-Given Capitalistic Foundation. The book is written by Zester and Marilyn Hatfield, H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D. Marilyn's email is Marilyn9742@gmail.com. book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, this information on our website as well. Marilyn, a final thought here, question. I mentioned in the beginning, you and your husband have 24 grandchildren. One of the chapters in the book is Our Future is Not Cast in Stone. What do you expect for your grandchildren? What do you expect for the country? Are you optimistic that we can turn this around?
I have to be optimistic because God is sovereign. And he's still moving and shaking in this world. He has an agenda. And of my 24 grandchildren, some are farther along than others. But I know that they are looking in the right place. They're looking for guidance from above. They're looking for those solid values. And I think that all of us, if we focus not only on those solid values, but especially in helping each other to lift each other up and maintain our freedoms, that the U.S. can go on for many, many years.
Well, you are doing your part along with Zester with the book Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom, Arise America, Rebuild Your God-Given Capitalistic Foundations. You'll find it Amazon, the usual places. Marilyn, time has gone by way too quickly. A fascinating conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate being able to participate.
Well, I'm glad you were with us. And again, the book is available wherever books are sold, and we've got information on our website. The book is Progressivism, Our Road to Serfdom. And again, Marilyn's email is marilyn9742@gmail.com. Book at Amazon, information on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.